eventually sent to prison. David Smith said he was sorry for sending an email telling staff the jailing of Sima Misra was brilliant news. He's also been asked about the responses given to some of the victims calling for investigations into the software.
Were you aware at the time, such as Alan Bates, were complaining that the response that was coming from Post Office on complaints was like a template, the same response?
No, I wasn't. Obviously, I'd not seen this letter before today, but it is clearly quite shocking.
It's reported an Iranian attack on Israel is imminent after it promised revenge for last week's killing of two generals at its consulate in Syria. Suggestions are that Iran's plans to have military infrastructure rather than civilians. Our Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkstall says there are many questions.
Would Iran do it itself? Which would be a major escalation and would probably see Israel retaliate against Iran directly. Or will they use one of their proxies around the region? Hezbollah, the North, the Houthis. I think that's probably more likely.
A 25-year-old man has been remanded in custody, accused of stabbing a mother to death in Bradford on Saturday. Habiba Massoum is accused of killing Kulsumer Akhtar as she's pushing her baby in a pram. A government minister says a new clampdown on homelessness won't fall on rough sentence. 40 MPs are expected to rebel against the criminal justice bill. Tesco has launched a Best of British page on its website. It's designed to help customers support local farmers and producers. And police officers were baffled by a bird after it mimicked the sound of a siren. Thames Valley Police said staff initially thought their vehicles had developed a fault after hearing the noise near Bicester. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Try. Stewart kicking us off today. Thank you to Michelle Ward for yet another brilliant show. She's been doing this show for some time now, but she still manages to keep the shows fresh and new every week. It's a real joy to listen to her. That's Rod Stewart, as I say, and that was from 1971. From the album Every Picture Tells a Story. Little interesting fact about that. If you ever wondered who Maggie May is or was, or why he's singing about her, it's a bit rude, but I'll keep it as clean as I can. This goes back to the Bewley Jazz Festival back in 1966, where Rod met this particular lady, and apparently that's where he lost his virginity. I assume I can say that on Phoenix FM. So it may be not so much a case of Maggie May, but he did. Okay, let's carry on with this one.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, I've only heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing. 'Cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? In all honesty, what would life be? Without the song my dance, what are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start?
They've come a long way since that first Eurovision hit, haven't they?
I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
And they're still going strong. That's ABBA, and thank you for the music. Thank you indeed. Where would we be without music? I mean, what would life be without music? Whether it makes you sad or makes you happy or brings back loads and loads of memories. You've just got to have music. Just before we move on, just going back to that Maggie May single from Rod Stewart, something that you may not know about. In fact, probably very, very few people do know this, that back in 2009, not too long before his death, Michael Jackson was planning another world tour and he had come to the UK. Now, I have inside information from the time in the police that Michael Jackson was actually due to stay at Rod Stewart's house at Copt Hall at Epping. Now, this hadn't got out to the press or anybody, so this is the first time we've heard of it. But we were quite anxious because Rod used to come out from the Copt Hall estate from a little tiny gateway quite near to the Epping Forest Motel, just a little gateway onto the double-lane carriageway just there. It wasn't a motorway or anything, it was just a little road that leads down from the Wake Arms into Epping. And we could just imagine the first time that Michael Jackson was spotted in a car coming out of there with Rod Stewart. It would have caused absolute chaos. The whole thing and the surrounding areas would have come to a standstill, and I imagine that fans would have been camped out on that road all the time that Michael was here. So it's very, very sad that Michael did pass away. He never got a chance to come back and sing for us, but it was a close escape for Epping with the trouble that that would have caused. Okay, we're on with another track now, and this is something from Roy Orbison.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Thank you. these memories that meet when I think of love as something new.
I also ask you, what is your favourite Beatles song? Would you be able to answer? I'd find that very, very difficult because they're all so different. I mean, everyone is a masterpiece, but the last one is always much different. The next one, and so on. But I think that In My Life possibly is one of my close favourites. It's certainly in my top three. There's a little question for you. Who do you think played the piano on that one? That lovely tinkling piano sounds almost like an old-fashioned spinet or something. Was it John Lennon, do you think? No, it wasn't him. Was it another great pianist that we know? No. Believe it or not, it was actually their producer. So George Martin actually played piano on that track. That's the Beatles and In My Life.
Hi there. This is Random Voiceover Man. Tune in this and every Thursday at 1 p.m. for 123 with Roy Tyzak on Phoenix FM. You know it makes sense.
Okay, I'm going to play a track now and I'm going to tell you a little bit about this one because back in the 1980s, a friend of mine's daughter said, look, I'm going out with a singer in a band and they need a manager. Would you like to step in? I'd done a bit of management in my time, so I said, yes, yeah, certainly. When I met them, I was quite frankly quite bowled over by them. They were all teenagers. They were all sort of 16 and 17, too young to go in pubs, too young to drink, didn't have a car, didn't have much in the way of equipment, just their guitars. So it was quite a challenge, but I took it on and we started to rehearse and they were doing very well. And they had some fantastic songs that they'd written. But apart from that, being teenagers, it was quite surprising when they got on stage in these pubs and clubs, they would suddenly start doing Shadows numbers and doing the Shadows walk, which absolutely blew people's minds. And they also had a Beatles set where they used to dress up in very authentic Beatle outfits that my wife helped to make for them. And they were absolutely brilliant. Now, I worked with them for quite a few years, and around about 1983, they recorded their first cassette. Yes, it was actually cassettes in those days. We couldn't really afford to have a single pressed, and certainly there were no such things as CDs or downloads. So they got their first one pressed, and this is a track from it, from around that time in the 80s. This track is called Floating Love. The album was called Prima della Buna, which means the first of the best. And the reason it had an Italian name was our bass player was a crazy southern Italian by the name of Pepe Messier, and he came up with the title. We have Sam Marsh on lead vocals, Neil Cockerell on the drums, and we have Matt Cook also doing some backing vocals and playing rhythm guitar. So this is Try 60. From round about 1983 and something called Floating Love.
My love, you will always be devoted.
That's Twice 60s from the mid-80s, and that's something called Floating Love. And I hope there may have been some people in the Ilford area listening to that, because the band really took Ilford by storm. It was their own town. They'd played in just about every pub, club and bar before spreading their wings and moving on into the East End of London, over into North London and places like the Fiddler's Elbow and other great venues in London. So they really had a good time. But later on, I'm going to play the only single that they ever released, and it was under a different name, and I'll tell you more about that after the first.
Baby, my little lady, dream till the sunrise creeps into your eyes, dream till the sunrise turns on. Sunshine, stay till the daytime turns into night. In the avenues and alleyways, where a man's gotta work out which side he's on. Any way he chooses, answers all he loses. No one gets to live too long. The avenues and alleyways, where the soul to buy. Everybody's wheeling, everybody's stealing for the love of living high. Every city's got them. Can we ever stop them? Some of us are gonna try.
A great song from 1972. That's Tony Christie and the Avenues and Alleyways. That track was featured on the soundtrack of the film Love, Honour and Obey, which starred Ray Winston, and who else did it star? Jude Law. And who can forget, of course, Show Me the Way to Amarillo. Had that great video, didn't we, of Peter Kay on the moving walkway, the old treadmill thing, with little Ronnie Corbett putting a diet off of it, which apparently was absolutely genuine, not staged. Very, very funny scene it was. Okay, I've got a request now to play for Julian, who's listening over there in Perth in Australia. It's nice to know that we've got an international audience today. And she's asked for something nice and summery, so it's this one.
When the weather's fine, you got wind. our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da, right on, da 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 da, whoosh whoosh whoosh, all right. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Mungo Jerry from 1971 and In the Summertime, especially for Amy Vorster over there in Australia. Okay, what can we tell you about this one? Well, it was something rather interesting about this. Firstly, of course, it was an absolutely massive hit all around the world. It sold over 30 million and it was one of the best-selling records of all time. Mungo Jerry, real name, of course, was wasn't Mungo Jerry, it was Jerry Dorset. And at the time, he was working for Timex, the watches in the lab. It's English, and so he was working in Timex. Remember Timex watches? Always used to look forward to getting one Christmas stocking. Remember the advert, Ticker Ticker Timex? Anyway, I digress. So he was working in the labs, and he took a bit of time off to make this record. And when they actually did it, the producer said, well, it's a bit short, we need to pad it out. So basically they just took the first half of the record, rejigged it and put it on again. And in the middle for the break, they wanted to have the sound of an engine roaring by to give this lovely summertime effect. But they couldn't find any suitable sound effects. So the sound engineer went home, got his old Triumph Spitfire, probably wasn't old at the time, and what they did, they dragged a microphone lead out through the window and stood outside the studio whilst the engineer drove past revving up in his old Triumph, and that's the bit that you hear in the middle of that song. So there we are, technology for you, and I'm going to carry on with this one.
Paradise, I'd rather have as nice as heaven that you take me to.
Amen Corner, Andy Fairweatherlow, of course, and that was If Paradise Is Half Nice. That is very interesting because the name Amen Corner, lots of people think that it comes from a place in London, and indeed there is a place in London. It's between Old Bailey and Paternoster Square, and that is Amen Corner. It was so called because it was the favourite place for preachers to go and do their stuff. But in fact, that's wrong, because it actually comes from the name of what they used to call a record spin, which is a very sort of early form of discos that they used to do at the Victoria Ballroom in Wales. And that was, to play the records, was known as the corner. So there we are. I actually didn't know that. I had to look it up, but it's very interesting, nevertheless. Now, I said I was going to reminisce a little bit today about some of the bands that I've had dealings with in the past. Now, this is not a band, this is a studio performer named Peter Hunt. Now, Peter started off with a duo called... He started off with a duo called Simple Minds, and they used to play around the pubs and clubs around Essex. Then Peter went solo. I first bumped into him at the Mother Hubbard Folk Club. It used to be in Valley Hill, Loughton. Very, very folky scene. Peter was just his guitar, no accompaniment or anything, just singing some of his own songs. And I just saw the potential there. So I had a chat to Peter afterwards and said, look, can we work together? And that partnership endures until today. We had a fantastic time through the years, playing the pub and the club circuit. Really had fantastic nights. And Peter's songs are so brilliant. They're all storytelling songs and a joy to listen to. Later he joined up when he met a friend at work. He was a commercial artist. And he met up with a chap by the name of Mickey Lyon, who is a bass player and vocalist as well. They started working the circuit. For example, there used to be a pub on the Epping New Road at Buckhurst Hill called the Reindeer, and I got them in there in a Sunday night, and they were there every Sunday night for the next 7 years. Peter has also played with larger bands, one in fact called the Indies, who played on the continent. They even played at the Cannes Film Festival, so certainly got around. And to this day, Peter's moved out of Loughton. He now lives out in Frinton-upon-Sea, and he's still writing and still recording and still performing around the clubs. I'm going to play one of his tracks now. It's called Wind in My Sails. I think, again, this is the first time this has ever been played on the radio, and I think it's an indication of the talent and the songwriting ability of Peter Hunt. So here it is, Wind in My Sails.
I sail astride these oaken sides from hazy morn through dusk. Not because I'm shackled fast, just because I must. At night the wind of mandolins is tattooed in my sails. Old guitars beneath the stars, that magic never fails. And sad to tell the truth as well, the dead men tell no tales. They lie asleep 600 deep, from Mexico to Wales. Beside the light of loyalty, the gleam of fortune fails. And withers in the wind in my sails. Thank you.
gamble, sing and drink. The mysteries beneath the seas lie 40 fathoms deep. They sink below the undertow and viciously. Haunted in my dreams last night, I dreamed that I was drowned. Folded in these winding sheets, tangled in these shrouds. And even if the truth of it is rhymed in fairy tales, their stories are the wind in my sails. And I'm singing for a wave that can't be found. And I'm singing for Atlantic rollers rolling homeward bound. I'm singing for my destiny and all that that entails. I'm singing in the wind in my sails. Chains and rig this ship to run. I'm weary of the driving rain, tortured by the sun. Go cross the seven separated silver-plated seas. Course toward the north, I'll follow where it leads. Blinded by the riven sky, I am driven by these gales. I long to rest in England in sleepy painted dales. Beneath the stars we'll harmonize with sainted nightingales. They're singing in the wind in my sails.
Is Andrew Gold and Never Let Us Slip Away. Thanks for your company this afternoon. Stacks more good music to come.
Talk to my baby on the telephone long distance. I never would have guessed I could miss someone so bad. Yeah, I really. She's good for me, and it would be.
That's Andrew Gold, Never Let Us Slip Away. That's from 1976, got to number 11 in the UK charts, and followed that up with Thank You For Being A Friend in 1978. Now then, something you don't know about that one is that the song was influenced by his girlfriend at the time, a young lady, an actress by the name of Lorraine Newman. And who do you think was doing some of the backing vocals on that? I know it was a bit of a surprise to find that George Martin was playing the piano for the Beatles, but who do you think was doing the backing vocals there? Well, it was someone that you may just possibly... There was a chap by the name of... I'll tell you after this.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. To me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no everything. We got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. Honest love we feel needs no conversation.
With a bit of help there from Kenny Rogers and Islands in the Stream. Who can forget that, of course, in Gavin and Stacey when Ruth Jones and Rob Brydon had a go at it. Absolute masterpiece. We'll be back right after this.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, We want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning to see how we can help your child.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708-63-555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Lina Boroiki is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant, offering a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes, infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Okay, let's have a quick look and see what's going on around Brentwood. Well, tomorrow, being Friday the 12th of April, we've got the Big Cheese Comedy Night at Billericay Town Football Club, the new lodge, Bluntswall Road, Billericay. Performances from Fiona Allen, Mika Hoare, Louis McLean, and evening's host, of course, Jeff Jones. Tickets are just £15. It's a 6 p.m. start. If you want more details, you can go on to the Billericay Town Football Club website. Also, on Sunday, the 14th, you have the reading and writing in historic Doddinghurst, the life and times of a 16th century diarist, I nearly said dentist there, a 16th century diarist and 17th century poet. This takes place at All Saints Church Lane. It's also given by Dr. Zoe Hudson and Dr. Peter Auger. It's a 2:30 p.m. free entry with refreshments. Donations are more than welcome. So make your way down there to All Saints Church, Church Lane, Doddinghurst, 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, April the 14th.
Phoenix FM Guide, sponsored by Brandler Gallery. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and...
On your own, and what you need, a little love and understanding, a little warmth to tell your soul, a gentle bird that softly sings. Each night, voice happens to sneak through your transistor radio. Can keep, and no one ever needs to know. You in that city far away, you on the ship way out of sea. You got some problems you can't face, so leave behind any place. Out of sight is out of mind. And in time, 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 you'll find peace of mind. Okay.
Okay.
Good, good. Your room is like a desert isle, you've often filled with silent tears. So grab your coat, don a smile, go out and buy yourself some cheer. Why sit there thinking of the past, recounting empty days gone by? When you should make each moment last, it isn't hard to do, just try. Drink to the city far away, to all the sailors way at sea, to all those problems you can't face, so living behind any place. For out of sight is out of mind. And in time, 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 you'll find peace of mind. Okay.
Especially for Penelope and Sandra, as a little love and understanding. It's up to the news, we got this one. This is Booker T and the MGs.
Hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.